There may be more moose than voters in Alaska's Senate District C, stretching from the treeless tundra above the Arctic Circle to the rainforests of the Southeast Panhandle. It covers almost half the state of Alaska. And as Ann Sutton reports from member station KTOO, the two candidates hoping to represent this sparsely populated wilderness travel a rugged campaign trail.
A steady drizzle of rain blankets Kluwak, an island village in southeast Alaska, where State Senator Georgiana Lincoln is attending a totem pole raising. A petite young grandmother with long black hair, she huddles under a blue tarp with a small crowd of elders and local politicians. They watch as dancers celebrate three majestic carved cedar poles.
I wake up often and think, you know, where am I?
Totem poles don't exist in Lincoln's hometown, an interior river village where the biggest trees are scrubby, weather-beaten black spruce. An Athabascan Indian from Rampart, she lives some 1,500 miles north of this Tlingit village. In fact, it cost her $900 to come and campaign in Kluwak, and yet it's only one of 149 communities scattered across this vast district. Keeping track of where you are is enough to befuddle even the most experienced candidate.
I have three stitches on my eye here from not remembering where I was, and I woke up in Galena and the alarm rang and I rolled over thinking it was my bed and I hit a very sharp end table.
Her eye is sewn up, but her re-election may not be. Republican McLaren Carter, better known as Mac Carter, wants to unseat the Democratic incumbent and bring staunchly conservative new blood to the Republican majority in the Senate. He's on a steady, methodically planned march through this district as big as Texas. It's rare for the two candidates to cross paths, but they're both in this parade at the Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haines. Lincoln throwing candy from the back of a bright red pickup, Carter waving from the wheel of a Ford. A gray-bearded, slightly heavyset man, sporting a Stars and Stripes cap, Carter's busy after the parade, making the rounds at the fairgrounds.
Good morning or good afternoon. My name is Matt Carter, and I'm running for the Alaska State Senate.
Carter's a businessman from the small town of Central. He grew up in nearby Fairbanks, where his family moved from Florida when he was a boy. He drove 700 miles from Fairbanks, half of that through a foreign country, namely Canada, just to reach this parade. Haines is actually one of the few communities in this district that's even on the road system. And he'll stay for 3 days.
I've only been in some place maybe half a day because I had to move on because there have been so many places to hit. I'm dealing with 149 communities that aren't, by any stretch of the imagination, very close to each other.
Lincoln has represented a variation of this district for the past decade, and Carter knows he has some catching up to do. But he does have one big advantage over his rival. He's a pilot. So he's traveling to remote communities by private plane.
Hit 17 villages in 7 days, 27 hours in a small aircraft. Slept out on the wing of the airplanes, you know, several of those nights.
If Lincoln's running scared, she doesn't show it. She applauds Carter's thoroughness, and that's about all she has to say about him. In the district's native cultures, it's considered quite unseemly to promote oneself at the expense of another, even in an election. Asked why she's the better candidate, she says that's up to voters to decide.
And I'm not saying I'm better than he is. I can't say that. I can only tell you who I am, and then you have to make that decision. But I like who Georgiana Lincoln is.
With the election looming, neither candidate expects to be home anytime soon. Carter has been back to Central 4 times since he filed to run in June.
My wife, she tells people when they come over, well, where's Mac? Well, he's out shaking hands and kissing babies.
Lincoln has checked her calendar but finds no time before the election for a trip home to Rampart. She talks wistfully of a hot pot of soup on the stove and a game of pinochle with friends, but that will just have to wait until November. These two candidates have miles to go before they sleep in their own beds again. For NPR News, I'm Ann Sutton in Juneau.